بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, to the brothers in the second room, there's still plenty of room in the first room. Please, please come to the first room and always try to get close to the first rank. That's where the greatest reward is. Brothers, there's a hadith. Whoever stays away from the first rank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to keep them away in the hellfire. So brothers, always strive to come to the front. Be from the foremost people, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, and there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us in the Quran. He says to us, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us in the Quran. He says to us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty God who created you from a single soul. And this was our father Adam, and from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve, and from them both he brought about many men and women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and do not cut the family ties. Honor the ties of the womb, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, and he says to us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah, who blessed us with the tawfiq, the ability and the means to come to the masjid for the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah to help us to benefit from the reminder. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a warning. It's going to be a warning to myself and to every Muslim in here. Brothers and sisters, don't be the bad Muslim. Once again, brothers and sisters, don't be the bad Muslim. Don't be that Muslim that sets a bad example for the people. Don't be that Muslim that he's doing that things that are wrong. And instead of correcting himself, he says to the people, hey, I never said I was a good Muslim. Don't be that Muslim. Don't be the Muslim that makes excuses for the bad things that he does. Brothers and sisters, don't be the Muslim that says to the people, hey, don't look at me. Don't look at my example. Look at that person over there. There's good Muslims over there. Look at them. Don't go by what I do. Brothers and sisters, don't be that Muslim. Don't be the bad Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran about the good Muslims that we're all supposed to be trying to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kuntum hayran, kuntu hayra ummatin, ukhrijat lin-nas, ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "You are the best nation ever raised up for mankind, because you enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is how we're supposed to be. This is the description of the good Muslims. Brothers and sisters, don't be the bad Muslims. And I might step on some toes today, and I might hurt some feelings, and some people might get angry. But wallahi, better we get angry at ourselves today and make some changes than we keep going the wrong way. Allah help us all to straighten up. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we're not keeping it real? How many of us, we say we're Muslim, but we don't submit? How many of us, we say, I'm a Muslim,
Well, I'm Muslim, but you don't submit. How many of us this is the case? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Oh, you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَبُّرَ مَقْتًا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is most hateful, it is most detested in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you say what you don't do. How many of us, we say we're Muslim, but we don't submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us we have to do. Allah says we have to do this, this and that, and we say, I'm Muslim, but then we don't do it. Allah says, don't do this, this and that, and we say, I'm Muslim, but we go ahead and do it anyway. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, the next time somebody maybe points out something that we're doing wrong, maybe the next time that somebody says, you're Muslim? But I thought Muslims weren't supposed to be doing that. Brothers and sisters, ask yourself, before you say, don't look at me, or I never said I was a good Muslim, ask yourself, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a pass? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a pass so that you can disobey Him? Brothers and sisters, we need to keep it real. How many of us, we're not keeping it real when it comes to Islam? How many times have you heard a Muslim say, hey, don't look at me, don't look at what I'm doing. Instead, look at this person. Instead, go to this person. He'll show you the right way. Is it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at you as well? This is what we should ask ourselves, and I put myself in there too. Is it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at what we're doing, and instead He's going to look at what the good Muslim is doing? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't set the bad example for the people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَاءَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَن نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks a question. He says, has the time not come? Has the time not come for the believers, for their hearts to have khushu, for their hearts to have humility from the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the truth that came to them? And this is Islam. Islam is the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed each and every one of us with Islam. Has not the time come for our hearts to be softened with this, with the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us, and He says, وَلَا يَقُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلَ. Lest they become like the people who got the books before them. Allah is saying, hasn't the time come for your hearts to become soft with the remembrance of Allah, to have the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has not the time come for your heart to be affected that way? Lest you become like the people who got the books before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَاسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And the term was prolonged for them. The term was prolonged for them. That means their life, it got long for them. And then Allah says, and then their hearts got hard. Then their hearts became like rocks. Then there was nothing that could soften their heart for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. And Allah says, and most of them, they became the rebellious. The people who rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, Shaitan, he's not going to let you stay wherever you are. All of us, we're in one of two places. Either we're moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we're moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can rest assured, Shaitan is never going to leave you wherever you are. The Shaitan is always going to be there, trying to drag you further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us. Don't be like those people. Their life got long, their term was prolonged, and their hearts got hard. And then they became the rebellious. When I was preparing this khutbah, I was thinking about maybe something that I could share from the past, about people that messed up this way. But wallahi, we don't have to look at the past, we just have to look at right now. Look at right now. One time I was going to Charlotte to a basketball game, and the person that I was traveling with, he said, I have a friend, and he's Muslim too, and I'm going to introduce you to him. So I said, Alhamdulillah, I'm going to meet a Muslim in Charlotte. I don't know anybody over there. When we got to Charlotte, this brother that I met, he said, Assalamu alaikum. I said, Wa alaikum salam. And then they start talking, and he says, and by the way, you can come to my club after the game. Come to your club after the game. Yeah, it's a strip club. I said, Subhanallah, a strip club where the women get naked, a strip club, and this is a Muslim. So I said to my brother when we were by ourselves, I said, brother, what's going on? What are you thinking? What's up with the strip club? And you know what he said to me? He said, everything. Everything's up with the strip club. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, how far gone he'd gone. How far away he'd got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a Muslim says everything's up with the strip club. Subhanallah, like it's all good. Brothers and sisters, don't think for a second that the same thing can't happen to us. Wallahi, shaitan's not going to leave us alone. He's going to pull us further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we need to make a change now. Make a change now. How many Muslims do we know? They're the cool Muslims. They're the Muslims that are down with everybody. They're the Muslims that the non-Muslims, they say, yeah, he's down, he's cool. He's alright. Yeah, he says he's Muslim, but he's down like us. How many of us we know Muslims like that? How many of us we try to be like this? We try to be everybody's friend. We try to be cool with everybody. We do what they do. We dress like they dress. We say what they say. We listen to whatever they listen to. Brothers and sisters, don't let this be you. We need to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, if today we're okay with being a bad Muslim because we say, hey, I never said I was a good Muslim. If today we're cool with that, then what are we preparing ourselves for? Are we preparing ourselves for some other type of Jannah? The good Muslims are going to go to this Jannah and the people like me, we're going to go to this Jannah. Is that what we're thinking? There's only two destinations in the Akhirah. Jannah and Nar. So brothers and sisters, if we're not preparing ourselves to go to Jannah, then rest assured we're preparing ourselves to go to the Nar. To the Hope. May Allah save us from that. Brothers and sisters, some of us, we might get bold because this is what happens. When your heart gets hard, you get bold. And so you say, yeah, I know, you know, I should be doing this, this, and that. And on Yom Kippur, maybe I have to go to the hellfire. You know, I know I'm going to have to answer for what I do. But how many of us are prepared to answer for what other people do? It's bad enough we have to carry our own load for the way we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. But how about when we have to carry the load of other people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارِهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُدِلُّنَّهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, this is us, we're going to carry our own burdens in full on Yawmul Qiyamah and the burdens of other people that we misguided without knowledge. Other people that followed our example. And this is what we did. We set a bad example for the people, and they followed behind us. And on Yawmul Qiyamah, it's bad enough we have to answer for what we did. But then we're going to carry the burden of what other people did following us. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to say, hey, do this, disobey Allah like I'm disobeying Allah. You don't have to say that. Your actions speak for yourself. Your actions speak for themselves. Your actions speak volumes. Don't think for a second that people aren't following you. How many of us, we have people that look up to us? Our wives, maybe our husbands, our children, our brothers and sisters. They look up to us and they follow our example. Don't think for a second that you're not going to be held responsible for that. And I say that to myself before I say it to you. Brothers and sisters, it's bad enough we're going to have to answer for our sins. Don't answer for the sins of other people as well, because we set a bad example for them. Ibn Majah has related, an Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah said, أَيُّمَا دَاءٍ دَاءَ إِلَّا دَلَالَةٍ فَتُبِئَ. Rasulullah said, every caller who invites the people to misguidance, and he's followed, the people follow his example. Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مِثْلَ أَوْزَارِ مِنَ التَّبَعَ وَلَا يُنْقُسُ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person who calls to misguidance, whether he's saying it out of his mouth or just setting a bad example and people are following him, they're looking at him and they're following him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on Yawmul Qiyamah, he's going to have the burden of the sin equal to those who follow him. Everybody that followed him in his misguidance, he's going to have that burden of sin with him without anything being taken away from them. They're going to have to answer for what they do, but we're going to have their burden as well. How many of us can afford that? But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَأَيُّمَا دَاءٍ دَاءَ إِلَىٰ هُدًى فَتُبِعَ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مِثْلَ أُجُورِ مَنِ تَبَعَ وَلَا يَنْقُسُ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Rasulullah said, and everybody who calls to what is right, everybody that calls to true guidance, may Allah beg from these people, Anybody that calls to what is right, they're going to share in the reward. They're going to have the same reward as whoever follows them in guidance. Whoever follows them in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without taking anything away from the reward of the people that followed them. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, really, let's take a look at what we're doing. Let's take a look at the example that we're setting. None of us should want to be the bad Muslim. SubhanAllah, what kind of ambition is that? What kind of ambition is that to be okay with disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, don't think for a second that it's not going to catch up to us. Our disobedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to catch up to us. And it may happen sooner rather than later. There's no free lunch, there's no free ride. Our actions have consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَلَا تَخْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَأْمَلُوا دَالِمُونَ. Do not consider even for a second that Allah is unaware of the people who are committing oppression. And wallahi, we oppress ourselves when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, don't think for a second that Allah is unaware of the people who are committing oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ تَشْحَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. But Allah gives them respite until the day when the eyes, they're going to stare in horror. They're going to be so scared, they're going to stare in horror at what their own hands have earned them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Don't think for a second that Allah doesn't know what the people are doing. You might see people disobeying Allah. We might be the people disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't see nothing happening to us. So we think, hey, it's all good. Don't think that for a second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning you. He gives them a little bit of time until the day comes when their eyes are going to be staring at karma. So brothers and sisters, our actions have consequences. As I said, brothers and sisters, don't think for a second that you can say, I never said I was a good Muslim, so that gives you a pass. Don't think for a second that you can say, I never said I was an example for the people. Don't think that that's going to be okay. Wallahi, you'll see the consequences. Some years ago, there was a young man that I knew, and he was Muslim. And I was there the day he said it. I was there the day he said, hey, I never said I was a good Muslim. Don't look at me. Years later, this young man, he got on a journey. Eventually, the day came when he was a drug dealer. Eventually, the day came when he got busted. All on the news, this Muslim, got busted for selling drugs. Wallahi, brothers, it's a step by step by step. It's not going to stop with you just saying, hey, don't look at me. It's not going to stop there. Shaitan's not going to let you stop there. Brothers and sisters, as I said, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. If you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the things seem to be going good, don't be fooled for a second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ قُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِهُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَحَدْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when they forgot that which they were reminded of, when they forgot, and the reminders, they come to us, when they forgot that which they were reminded of, we opened to them the gates of all the good things. These things that they wanted, this enjoyment that they wanted from this brief, little time they were going to be in this dunya, Allah opened it up for them. And then Allah says, all of a sudden we took them in punishment. All of a sudden the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And they were plunged into deep regrets. They were plunged into sorrow. They realized the mistake that they had done. So brothers and sisters, this good that we might be enjoying, doing whatever we want to do, being the bad Muslim, being the cool Muslim, being the rebel Muslim, is going to come at a price. And you might enjoy it for a little bit, but eventually it's going to end. Eventually the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come to you. And better that it comes in this dunya, and maybe you wake up. Better than it comes in this dunya than in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's so merciful to us, He gives us warnings. He gives us warnings if we open our eyes, if we open our ears, if we pay attention to what's going on around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي أَتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. And recite to them the story of him whom we gave our signs. Recite to them the story of that person that we gave our signs to. And this is a story in the Quran. Maybe we'll talk about it some night after Salat al-Isha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person, Allah gave him warnings. Allah gave him warnings. فَانْسَلِحَ مِنْهَا. And this person, he threw him away. He ignored him. How many times do we ignore the warnings that Allah gives us? فَأَتْبَأَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَقَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so he threw them away. So the shaitan, he followed him up. You throw away the warnings from Allah? Okay, you're on your own. Here comes the shaitan right behind you, following up. And this person, he became from the people who went astray. And this word, al-gawin, it means a person that takes a journey into darkness. This, the deepest black, this is what it said. The deepest black, the pitch black where you can't see nothing. This is where you go when you ignore the warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the shaitan follows up behind you and starts leading you into that dark place. Brothers and sisters, don't let that be you. Listen to the warnings. And the warning is when somebody says to you, hey, you're Muslim? Hey, I thought Muslims couldn't do that. Hey, why are you doing this? Hey, shouldn't you be doing that? These are the warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a brother that I knew, and he got caught up in the online chat rooms. You know, the online chat rooms where you chat with strangers. And it's always, you know, men hooking up with women. It's always that. And so this brother, he was married. Married for many years, and he got hooked on this online chat room. And so he starts a relationship with a woman on the internet. And he says to her, because subhanAllah, his own conscience wouldn't let him just say that he wasn't married. So he said, I'm in a relationship, but I'm not married. This is what he says to this woman. So she says, she writes back to him. And this is what he told me. She writes back to him, but how long have you been with this woman? And she says, so many years. And you know what she said to him? She said, you've been with this woman for so many years, and you haven't married her? You haven't married her? SubhanAllah. This brother said, when she said that to him, that was a wake-up call for him. He's over here trying to do some fahisha, and a non-Muslim is telling him, hey, wait a minute, you're with this woman and you're not married to her? And the reality was, he was married to her. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us, he sends us warnings. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Open your eyes and open your ears and listen to the warnings and act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to open our eyes. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, we need to get on the good foot. We can't be the bad Muslim, as I said. We can't be the Muslim that says, hey, don't look at me, look at the good Muslim over there. We can't be the Muslim that says, hey, don't follow what I do. Do the right thing. We can't be that Muslim, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي سِلْمِ كَفَّاتًا وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all you who believe, enter into Islam completely. Get both your feet in Islam completely. And don't follow in the footsteps of the shaitan, because verily the shaitan is an open enemy to you. And this is the reality. Brothers and sisters, we can't have one foot in Islam and one foot outside of Islam. We can't be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some of the time, and then the rest of the time we're doing something else. That's not going to get us to Jannah, brothers and sisters. We have to get right. As I already said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked us a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَاءَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for the believers that their hearts should become soft, that their hearts should have the khushu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah, and that they're affected by the truth that has come to them. And this is Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please bless us with Islam. We should be so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become the good Muslims. And brothers and sisters, we have to take the first step. We can't just continue disobeying Allah, saying, well, when Allah sends me a sign, then I'm going to change. Or when Allah makes something happen for me, then I'm going to stop being bad and I'm going to start being good. We can't be like that. We can't be waiting. We have to take the first step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِكَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, verily Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what's within themselves first. So brothers and sisters, we have to take the first step. But realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Kareem. He's the generous. He's al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. He's always ready to forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. And for those who strive hard for us, this is what Allah says. And we have to strive. We have to take those steps to become better Muslims. To stop doing the bad that we're doing and start doing the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for those who strive hard for us, we will surely guide them to our paths. Allah will guide us to Surat al-Mustaqim, and verily Allah is with the good doers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who do good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who say Islam and then do Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become the good examples for the people. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to benefit from this reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all the muhsineen, the people who do good. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we go back to meet Almighty Allah.